Sport on RTE Radio 1. And Darren is here with the sport.
Mary, good morning to you. Shane Lowry is on the lookout for a new caddy. He has split with his caddy, Brian Beaumartin. Lowry's management team, Horizon Sports, has confirmed this news to the Irish Independent. The two, as we know, have worked together since 2018 and they have enjoyed so many successes. Most memorable, I think, the Open Championship in Portrush in 2019. The timing of this is probably not great for Shane Lowry because he's heading into a very busy 4 or 5 week period, some big events on the PGA Tour. And it's a real shame as well because you always got the feeling that there was great sense of friendship between these two. There was more than a player-caddy relationship. There was real genuine chemistry there. I think that was on course, very evident to see. But that is the nature of professional sports. So Shane Lowry on the lookout for a new caddy. Now, the GAA Central Competitions Control Committee met with Kilmacud Crokes and Glenn last night. They were reviewing the incident, which saw the 16 Crokes players defend a late 45 in their two-point win against Glenn. Now, RTE Sport understands that those findings will be known later today. Marty Morrissey, our correspondent, joins me now. What can you tell us, Marty, in relation to these findings?
Well, as you said, we are now waiting to see what exactly evolves and what announcement is made, what decision has been made. Kilmacud Crokes and Glenn representatives met the CCCC, that's the Competition Controls Committee, last night. All the representatives went in at the same time and met the five-man committee. And subsequently, a Croke Park spokesperson informed me that no decision would be made. It would probably be by lunchtime today. So both Glenn and Kilmacud Crokes have a nervous few hours to wait to see what exactly happens. If they're not happy with the decision of the CCCC, they then have 3 days to apply to the Central Appeals Committee. And if they want to bring it further, the last stop in this process is the Dispute Resolution Authority, the DRA. So there may be news today, there will be news today, the story may not end. It depends on the reaction of the clubs in question if they're disappointed with the decision by the CCCC.
Marty, thank you very much. I think I have a feeling you're going to have a busy day ahead. Marty Morrissey there. Former Waterford captain Pádraig Mahony has announced his decision to retire from intercounty hurling. He's going to focus now on his club Ballygunner. The 2023 Six Nations gets underway this weekend. Ireland opened their campaign away to Wales. The squad are currently in the Algarve. They're making final preparations for the tournament. And our reporter Neil Tracy is there. Neil, I know there's one new arrival in the camp there, but could you give us an update on that, but also on the latest on the injury front?
Morning, Darren. Yeah, so there was a change at the Ireland squad here at Quinta del Lago in the last couple of days. Tom Stewart, the 22-year-old Ulster hooker, he's been flown out to join up with the squad, an uncapped hooker. That's because there's an injury doubt over Leinster's Ronan Kelleher, who's picked up a hamstring injury in the last couple of days. Now, we don't know the full extent of it or if he's officially ruled out this weekend. We'll find out more on that this afternoon, but it's a tough blow for Kelleher, who obviously missed out on the tour of New Zealand in the summer due to injury, as well as the entire Autumn Nations campaign, and has just had on and off injury issues over the last 12 months. But it's a huge moment for Tom Stewart, who's well worth his call up, and he's another one of those players who was involved on the Emerging Ireland tour of South Africa back in September and October, and has scored 7 tries so far this season for Ulster. So a huge moment for him to be called up. In terms of the other injuries, we haven't really had an update in the last few days. The squad have been out here since Thursday, but based on what we heard last week, it does seem like Johnny Sexton is well on course to be available to play this weekend. He had been training in small pieces over the last couple of weeks, and he had been due to return to full training this week. Tadhg Furlong as well, it seemed, probably is on track to play at the moment. When we spoke to him just over a week ago, he said he was back doing bits and pieces of training and was quite hopeful that he would be around. But as of yesterday's squad update, there was no new update or no setback on him. So as things stand, it probably does look like both Johnny Sexton and Tadhg Furlong should be good to go this weekend.
How are you feeling about our chances in this campaign, Neil?
I'm very uncertain about them, to be honest, Darren, because I think, particularly coming into a World Cup year, we would know so much about all of the teams in the tournament. And while we know plenty about Ireland, the fact that Wales and England have both had coaching changes over the last couple of months just really ruffles the feathers of the competition a good bit. Even with Warren Gatland, someone who we would know an awful lot about, he's coming back in with a new backroom team below him because, you know, he would have had his old lieutenants like Sean Edwards, Rob Howley and Robin McBride, who's now at Leinster. But he hasn't been able to recruit those guys back into the fold since he returned in December. So he has Alex King and Mike Forshaw as his assistants. So it's a, you know, you never really know what way those things are going to go until you see them. But you would get the impression with Wales, at least, that Gatland, because they had so many issues in the last couple of years, he'll probably just pare things back to the very basics and just make them a really, really functioning team. In terms of England, I think I would probably expect a bounce from them compared to what they've put up over the last couple of years, because Steve Borthwick, has shown during his time at Leicester Tigers how he can make an impact quickly on the team there as well. And even with someone like France, who have been the team to beat in the Six Nations in the last couple of seasons, they're coming in with a lot of injuries. And while it probably still looks like themselves and Ireland being favourites for the tournament, it's really tough to know what you're going to get with them because they do have a few more inexperienced players than Ireland probably do at this stage of the campaign.
Okay, Neil, thanks for that update from the Algarve. I love the mind games already by Andy Farrell. It reported in the UK newspapers that his son Owen, who's the England captain, Andy, bought his son the Irish kit, the rugby kit for the Six Nations. So he's getting a good dig in there. Finally, in the FA Cup last night, West Ham beat Derby 2-0. They'll play Manchester United in the next round.